sunny days sweeping the clouds away. Hey gang, it's our last show of 2024, and it's Sesame Street Trivia. I grew up on this show, as did my kids. It's been around for a long time. If you're listening to the show while getting ready for Christmas, or winding down from the day, I hope it was a good one. I know for some people the holidays can be rife with emotions both good and bad. Just know that whatever is going on, we're all in this together. You are all one great big Christmas present to me. I appreciate you listening every week. So, get some eggnog, sharpen up your ABCs, because I'm Brian Rollins. This is episode 309 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and it's time to learn. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What ill-tempered character lives in a trash can on Sesame Street? Oscar the Grouch. Number 2. Initially, what network aired Sesame Street? PBS. Number 3. From 1970 to 1998, which Muppet veteran voiced Grover? Frank Oz. Number 4. What red 3.5-year-old Muppet debuted on the show in 1984? Elmo. Number 5. Sesame Street is located in what U.S. city? New York City. Number 6. What purple vampire is obsessed with numbers? The Count. Number 7. What pair of Muppet characters live together and have opposite directionally striped shirts? Bert and Ernie. Number 8. Which Muppet character on Sesame Street is 8'2" tall? Big Bird. Number 9. Who voiced Ernie and Kermit the Frog until his death in 1990? Jim Henson. Number 10. What actor appeared on Sesame Street twice to show how he could live independently despite being quadriplegic? Christopher Reeve. The Geeky Round. Number 1. With over 1,000 episodes under their belt, which late actor has the most credits on Sesame Street? Carol Spinney. Number 2. Following the passing of the actor who played him, which character died on the show? Mr. Hooper. A special episode was created to help kids learn about death, grief, and how to process those emotions. Number 3. Which character and friend of Big Bird went from imaginary to real? Mr. Snuffleupagus. Number 4. What is the title song used in every episode of the series? Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Number 5. Though still running on PBS, starting in 2016, first-run episodes of Sesame Street moved to what cable network? HBO. It was then moved to the Max streaming service in 2020. Number 6. Debuting in 2015, what Muppet character was created to show kids with autism? Julia. Number 7. Released in 1985, what was the first theatrically released Sesame Street movie? Follow That Bird. Number 8. What couple owned and operated the Fix-It Shop? Luis and Maria Rodriguez. Number 9. Appearing from 1970 to 2002, who was the longest-running deaf character on American television? Linda. Played by Linda Bove, she introduced kids to ASL. Number 10. In 2002, the South African version of the show, Takalani Sesame, introduced a Muppet with what disease? HIV. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What is the name of Big Bird's teddy bear? Radar. He's named after the character on MASH, who also had a teddy bear. Number 2. In what year did Sesame Street begin? 1969 and is still going. Number 3. What state banned the show in 1970? Mississippi. They objected to the highly integrated cast. Commercial broadcasters volunteered to air the show, and 22 days later, the ban was lifted. Number 4. First published in 1971 and still in print, Grover stars in what children's book? The Monster at the End of This Book. Number 5. Now known as Sesame Workshop, what group originally produced Sesame Street? The Children's Television Workshop. Number 6. The street signs for Sesame Street used to have CTW above it. What's there now? The numbers 1, 2, 3. Number 7. What country singer and songwriter sang his song Nasty Dan alongside Oscar the Grouch? Johnny Cash. Number 8. The production team won the 1983 Emmy for Outstanding Children's Program for what international special? Big Bird in China. Number 9. Cookie Monster's cookies are actually what healthy snack? Rice crackers. They're then painted to look like cookies. Number 10. The 2002 special Fire at Hooper's Store was written to help kids process the trauma from what event? The September 11th attacks. And we're back from Sesame Street trivia. It doesn't matter how you did, just as long as you're learning, right? That's it for 2024 episodes. Next week's episode is on New Year's Day, so we'll ring in 2025 with something upbeat and positive. Here's your clue. What TV series gave us the lovely phrase, "Holy Mother Forking Shirtballs"? I hope to see you back here next week and next year. This was episode 309 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, check out thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.